increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales.
Professional Profile Series.
Now, David Blaze.
Hello and welcome back to the Professional Profile Series, where we interview growth-minded business professionals to discuss what they can do better and differently to grow their sales and profits. I'm David Blaze from TopSecrets.com, where we help business owners and salespeople to increase their sales, improve their profit margins, and grow their businesses. I am joined today by my co-host, business development goddess Bianca Istvan, executive producer of the show, who once again was responsible for selecting all of today's guests. Welcome back, Bianca.
Thanks, David, and thank you all for joining us. It's truly a pleasure to have you all here. And, you know, I just want to jump straight to the point and start introducing the first guest that we have, Carlos Mestas. Welcome. Please tell us a bit about yourself and your business.
Yes, thank you so much. So my name is Carlos Mestas. I am the founder and CEO of Thrivebox. So I launched this business about 2 years ago. In a nutshell, what I do is I help small business owners and entrepreneurs with their personal credit. I help them establish business credits. And the end goal is to open new doors into financing solutions and funding solutions to allow them to access capital to grow their business. I was in the banking industry for about 8 years. And I saw a gap between the solutions out there and a ton of misinformation or lack of information as well. So I kind of took the leap of faith and launched my own business to bridge that gap. So again, it's been about 2 years that I've been doing this on my own.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing about your business. I'm going to go to our next guest, Alan Watts. Welcome. Please tell us a bit about yourself and your business.
Thank you. My name's Alan. I have the title of the Love Engineer, which is a clever way of saying I'm a dating and relationship coach. I'm based in the center of Evesham in a town called Evesham, obviously, which is in the county of Worcestershire that nobody can ever say or spell. And I live with my partner, Hannah. I'm happily divorced, and it's a result of that divorce that's created a healing journey within myself, and as a result of that created the Love Engineer business, because I found that I wasn't the only person that needed a few lessons on how dating and relationships should actually work. And with an ever-growing number of divorces, I'm on the right track.
Thank you so much, Alan. We definitely need some more love in this world. So thanks for doing this. I'm going to go to our next guest, Paul Lobau. Welcome. Please tell us a bit about yourself and your business. And I hope I pronounced your surname correctly.
Yes, that's correct. So thank you for having me today. For people who don't know me, my name is Paul Lobau. I'm from Ivory Coast. I'm the owner of PCL Alvin Commerce. So basically, I've been in the US for 8 years, just for my story. 8 years in the US, I started in Oklahoma City. I took 1 year to learn English, 2 years to get my MBA, and I moved from Oklahoma City to Dallas, Texas. All right, so here in Dallas, I started as an insurance broker where I was representing about 15 insurance companies. I was one of the top producers there. After 2 years, I decided to transit to the real estate game. So since this time, I'm doing real estate. So for the real estate part, what we do basically, let's say we do three things. The first thing we do, I'm a real estate investor. So we buy house, land for development, and also any type of multifamily home. Number two, I help my clients to buy or sell their real estate or business at a high level. I will go deeply probably later on this podcast. And then number three, I just started a real estate education company where I explain step by step how people can start in real estate without any stress and with low risk. So that's all about my story and what I do right now.
Thank you so much for joining us, Paul. It's really impressive what you do. David, I want to pass it to you.
Okay, thank you, Bianca. So let's talk business growth. What seems to be working well right now in terms of getting customers for your business, and what maybe needs a little help? I will start with Paul this time.
Yes. Okay, so basically, I would like to talk first about the client that I help. So most likely what's been good for me right now is that some clients kind of understand that, okay, sometimes they need people who's going to try to sell what they need to be sell at a high level. meaning that putting the right deal in front of the right people really need what they need. So, you know, I get a lot of referrals from other people that I already helped. For example, my recent sale was a 2.8 million wedding venue. The owner hired a broker for more than a year in order for like for the broker to sell the business and the real estate. And then me, after coming and show my strategy, you know, we was able to sell after 6 months. So what we do basically is we market differently and we're very aggressive in terms of market your deal. We do some listing as well, but 75 to 80% of our strategy is to put the deal in front of the people who need this deal. So we have a very good network of people that we work with. We do know what they need. We know exactly how they buy, when they can close, all of this. So this has been doing very well. And number two, for the real estate part, you know, we keep buying house and invest on land. Right now, we have 107 acres of vacant land in Texas here for development. I would say like the bad part is that the cost of capital is high right now with interest rates and also the cost of construction for developer. So we're very careful about how we buy and analyzing the deal. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alan, let's go to you. What's working well and what maybe needs a little help in terms of engineering more love for the world?
What's working well for me is a combination of social media, face-to-face networking, and online networking. The social media and the podcast and that kind of thing raises awareness and starts to have those conversations that need to be had in this world, but they're sadly not being had. And with face-to-face and online networking, I tend to build connections, but then it's very rare that I actually get any referrals within those rooms. A lot of it would be outside in the car park or in the private messages later on, because there are so many people that don't want to admit that they're having relationship challenges or struggling to find a partner, because it's one of those things in this world that we are conditioned from an early age not to talk about.
Yeah, especially with someone who starts out as a stranger. So absolutely. I guess part of the challenge there is moving as quickly as possible from stranger to confidant almost.
Yeah, definitely. And even when we think about the actual dating, back in the past when we were all dating, well, certainly I was dating the first time around, you met somebody through a friend, through a club. You already knew them before you had the first date. They knew you before you had the first date. Whereas with this online stuff, yeah, you can talk. Yeah, you can send messages. You can see pictures, whatever else. But you're still meeting somebody for the first time that you've never met before. And that can be, for many people, a very daunting prospect, especially if it ends up being a three-hour date.
Yeah, now that makes sense. Okay, thank you. Carlos, what about you? What's working well and what maybe needs a little help?
Actually, very similar to what Alan mentioned. So right now, what's working very well for me is social media and networking. So very similar. It's just to raise awareness and present new solutions and allow business owners to see that there are doors that you can open that will allow you to access funding to grow your business, especially in my niche in the credit repair space. For many years, it's had a bad name to it. On the flip side as well, I would say that a lot of business owners are reactive to getting access to business capital. So it's usually when they do need to access business capital and get some money as cash flow or whatever it is that they need to dip into for their business to, you know, keep the doors open, pay employees, that kind of thing. They are reactive to it, which in the US with our credit system, when people are reactive to it, it's usually when they're not going to qualify. So networking and using the social media platforms like Facebook and LinkedIn and a couple others have been very, very great for me for getting in front of them and changing their mindset and just aligning the behaviors early on. So when they do need access to business capital, they're credit compliant and they're not going to get the runaround from banks and other financial institutions. On that same note, what hasn't been working well for me is changing the mindset of people or small business owners who have had, you know, rejections or have had difficulty getting access to business capital. So it's building the trust and really educating them along the way. So that has been a little bit of a challenge for me so far, but it's going well so far. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, as you were speaking, I was thinking that trust is a huge part of it. And that really applies to everyone here, right? Trust is key in getting every relationship going. But with what you're talking about, particularly among people who have been burned before, the challenge is saying, okay, what can we do in terms of our messaging to communicate something different to get a different response from them? Because they've probably heard the same old things from the same people year after year. And at that point, it really becomes about saying something different. Is that what you're finding as well?
That's exactly it. Yeah, you said it perfectly. Exactly that. I mean, it's just people that, to use your very words, who have been burned in the past. Again, I was in the banking industry, so I was literally in the front lines helping thousands and thousands of small business owners and aspiring business owners. And there's a lot of just misinformation out there. At the same time, there's a lot of options out there. So a lot of business owners, they just kind of focus on the wrong thing. They don't look at the big picture. So when it is time to, you know, go knocking on some banks or going to the local bank to access some capital, most of them, about the 70 to 80% of them, just get the rejection letter. And what I've also found out is very, very few of them are proactive to change that situation. So most of them just take the rejection and don't really do anything about it to change the situation, to make sure the next time they're credit compliant and will qualify. So that's my goal. That's where I step in to kind of bridge that gap.
Yeah, you have to be very proactive, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Bianca.
What do we got? It seems that everyone is aligned with our topic today, but let's see what everyone had to say. So for Paul, what's working is putting the right deal in front of the right people. It's all about market. And the challenge is the financial deal that's going on, that's going around the deals. For Alan, is a combination of social media and face-to-face and online networking. The challenge for him is actually to have people trust him. And for Carlos, is all about the social media and networking. Those are the things that are working. And the challenge is to change the mindset of the people and building that trust. David, I want to pass it to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bianca. Appreciate it. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is the subject of sequencing communication. And that's not a lot that you hear about generally when it comes to sales and marketing. We generally don't hear that term. But more and more, particularly because we're all dealing with the types of situations that you all described, it's becoming a lot more necessary. 20 years ago, you could pick up the phone, call someone, maybe able to get through a lot more easily, have a conversation or not, and you're pretty much done. Now it's all different. There are so many different methods of communication, so many different ways of reaching people. You can text them, you can email them, you can call them on the phone, you can send them something in the mail. Lots of different ways to reach out to them. And very often they're not even paying attention to what we say when we do reach out to them, particularly for the first time, or maybe the second time, or even the third time. So when we think in terms of sequencing our communication, what we're really talking about is interacting with people sort of on an ongoing basis and dripping out content to them, as opposed to trying to get everything done in one conversation. So let's start with Alan this time. Do you find that when you're interacting with potential prospects and clients, that that approach is more necessary?
Yeah, most definitely. Because when we look at the options that we have available as when we're seeking a service, whatever it may be, you're not just looking at a business that's local that you can just pick up the phone or go and see. You're actually looking at businesses all over the world. And in some ways, it's like we're spoiled for choice. So that consistent messaging, whatever the medium, whether it's email, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's social media, and just reminding them that, say, hey, we're still here. You may not need our services today. That's cool. We're here when you do. And about being sort of on top of their mind and the tip of their tongue.
Right. And potentially utilizing a lot of those different media to be able to get to people. You may initiate a conversation in one and you may get a response through another. And that also goes to people's preferences, right? Because some people prefer communicating one way over another. And sometimes it's difficult not to allow our own preferences to interfere with that. If I like talking on the phone and Carlos prefers to interact via email or via text, then we've got a disconnect. And if I'm trying to sell to Carlos, then I have to adapt to what he wants as opposed to doing it the other way. Carlos, what about you?
Yeah, I love that question. And the reason being is that that's where I feel I'm a little bit different with my approach with my clients. I make it a point and I go out of my way to make sure that I'm always accessible to my clients. Again, as Alan mentioned, there's so many, especially in what I do, there's an unlimited amount of options and resources out there while they're driving down the road and on social media everywhere. So it's hard to escape it. So for me, it's very important to be accessible. And I always tell my clients, I'm a phone call away, I'm a text message away. And it's actually surprised me how often my clients do that, where they pick up the phone and give me a quick call or shoot me a text message. And I think it's being very accessible and presenting the right solutions and educating them along the way that has been transformative to me and my business, not only to my business itself, but to continue building and nurturing the rapport and the relationship. And again, one thing that I'm very big on, and I make sure to emphasize this in my approach and my business, is the education piece. Because of course, my goal is to get them across the finish line and present solutions and allow them to see progress, but I also want to educate them. So my goal is to, you know, in 6 months or a year, once we're done working together, I want them to make sure that they keep their good credit score. I want to make sure that they, you know, God forbid, 5 years from now, something happens, they either know how to fix it themselves or still know that I'm a phone call away. So the communication piece has been huge for me.
I imagine it is. Mm-hmm. Paul, similar situation, when you're thinking in terms of the communications, the outreach that you have with people, do you feel like there are certain things I want to communicate in a certain order? It's not always easy to do that because our prospects don't always respond like that, but do you have sort of a hierarchy of things that you want to hit with them to make sure that they're on the same page with you?
Okay, so basically, I think everything, for me, everything starts with the mindset first. So for me, everyone is a buyer. This is my first mindset. If I'm talking to someone right now, either face-to-face or over the phone, there is a reason why. If the person doesn't want to pay, like to waste his time. So in my mind, I'm sure that this one needs something. Now, what I'm trying to get is that, is this something that they need now or later? Or they need something, like they need something that probably I don't have, you know? So I try to focus myself first on what they really need and try to eat the clients a different way. I'll give a simple example. When I was selling insurance, you know, sometime I was, you know, pitching the client about my product, you know, explain the benefit, all of these. But at one point, when I was talking about the granddaughter or grandfather benefit, you know, it was a wake the client right away. So basically, I knew that, okay, I didn't eat the client at the right spot. The client doesn't need insurance, but they need insurance most likely because they're going to leave some money to the table to their grandkid. You know, I start to understand that, okay, everybody want to buy, but they will just buy something that they really need, you know, and my goal is to find that, you know, find what they really need, you know. And I say that to everybody, I'm not interested right now. For me, it's the level of interest. They're not interested right now, but they will be interested later. They don't have any interest maybe on me, but they're probably going to have interest on somebody else with the same product. Now, I understand all the process of following up, you know, all the communication, but everything starts by this mindset of everybody's the buyer. Now, in way of communication and follow-up, you know, I cannot close everybody for sure, but I keep following the client, you know, but in different way. I want to make sure the clients say that, okay, is aware that I'm still existing. I'm still in place. I send text message about like a happy birthday, happy new year, happy Thanksgiving, you know, constantly without talking about what I'm selling. I believe that I already did my job. I explained what I can do for you. And then I keep, you know, sending text message and email and postcard. So you know that Paul is here. And one day, you know, something will say, oh, but this guy, what do you want? And then, okay, you're going to remember what I say. So that's my way of working.
Paul, I love your energy and I love your persistence and the fact that when somebody says they don't need it, you know that they do and you're going to remain in touch with them. That's inspiring. I love that approach. I think over the years, sometimes life can beat some of that out of you. But I like the fact that you are just in it to win it all the way through. I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, I just want to add something. So my first question when I asked everybody, I said, why this guy is over the phone with me? There is a reason why. So it needs something. I might be not the right person to sell, or maybe I didn't do my job correctly. But if this guy is talking to me more than 1 minute or 2 minutes, it needs something. No matter what, there is something that he needs. I just need to hit the client at the right spot, is what I believe.
Yes, exactly. Bianca, let's go over to you. I can see Bianca's really enjoying this conversation.
I do indeed. So no matter what, we're going to sell. No matter what. I love the mindset. Mm-hmm. Let's see what everybody had to say. So Alan said that he's not looking at something that is just local. He's looking for businesses all over the world, and the consistent messaging is essential to be on top of his client's mind. Carlos said that he's a bit different because he wants to always be accessible for his clients, and he wants to make sure they know that. And that's because he wants to educate them and nurture those relationships. Obviously, he keeps following up with them even after he finished his services. Paul said that, you know, people are going to buy no matter what. The mindset is everything, and everyone is a buyer, even if it's now or maybe later. He tries to find out what exactly are they looking for. And obviously, he follows up with his clients in a different way and in a more personal way. This is what we got so far. David, I want to pass it to you. Do you want to add something?
Yeah, I just think it's fun having this conversation and discussing this topic, because over the years, I know in our own business, we've done a lot of things in terms of follow-up. We've been able to automate some of that stuff. We do some of that with our clients as well, getting processes and procedures in place so that they don't have to manually do it each time. They can get a drip campaign. They can get a drip system in place that will keep them in front of the people that they need to reach on an ongoing basis without having to sit down in front of the keyboard and do it all the time. And that approach has done so much over the years in terms of bringing people in that we might have given up on if we were forced to do it all manually. I know in our own business, there have been people who didn't buy from us for 7 years. And then one day, some message that you put out there clicks with them, and there they are. And that's why I was really appreciating what Paul was saying about, yeah, if they tell me they don't want it, I know they need it even more. Because I think that idea, that mindset is very healthy to let people know that when you can help them, that you're going to be there to help them, even if they're not quite ready for it now. So I think that's great. And just the idea of sequencing our communication in a way where we're able to maintain that top of mind awareness with people so that if and when they get to the point where they need what we're offering, we are there to share it with them. So thank you very much. I appreciate all your insights. For those who are watching, ask yourselves, how can we apply this information in our own businesses? What can we do? What changes can we make? And what potential impact is that likely to have on your business? So Bianca, if you could just go around and get contact information from the panel, I'd like to do that next.
Yes, sure, please. I'm going to start with our first guest that's on my screen. Carlos, please tell us, how can people reach out to you?
So the easiest way to connect with me is through a couple of social platforms, Facebook and LinkedIn primarily. Those are where I'm most visible and most present. So my handles on both of those is my business name, ThriveBox. That'll be the easiest and fastest way to connect with me.
Awesome. Perfect. And where are you based? Are you working with all states, or are you just focusing on one location?
No, I work across all 50 states in the United States. So yeah, if I find opportunities with the right person, the right avatar, and I'm able to bridge that gap with my solution, I'm happy to help.
Awesome. Thank you so much for this. Paul, please tell us, how can people reach out to you?
Yes, it's very simple. Just go to Google and type Paul Lubao, P-A-U-L, and my last name, Lubao, L-O-U-B-A-O. You will see the name of my company, PCR E-commerce. You can reach out to the website. You will see also my Instagram, Facebook. You can reach out to me on social media. You will see my YouTube channel if you want to learn about how to sell in real estate. It's very easy. Just go to Google, type my name. My name is very unique, you know, Paul Lubao, and then, you know, you will see everything about me.
And then be ready to buy. That's what we have to say. Fantastic. Alan, please tell us, how can people reach out to you?
Well, I'm all over social media and the internet. But what I find the easiest is to share my link tree, because it's got links to everything, website, podcasts, and all the socials, which is www.linktr.ee/loveengineer.
Perfect. And Bianca, how can they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me whenever they like. You know, I'm available on LinkedIn, Bianca Eastman, on Instagram, on Facebook. They can just book a call with me and have a conversation and be ready to buy.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate our panel. I love your energy. It's a pleasure having you along today. If you're watching this and you would like to interact with us, you can go to topsecrets.com/call. That's topsecrets.com/call. If you're looking to grow your sales and profits, if you need to reach out better and more consistently to your people to get the results you're looking for, we are here to help. So once again, thank you to our panel. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for having us.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top Secrets. TopSecrets.com.